I'm already worked up.
She bought a car as is.
It broke down 2 weeks after I bought it.
But was what she got as advertised?
Based on this for sale sign, you believe that there was a 60-day warranty. 60-day warranty indicated that they would fix it.
She asked them to fix it like they said they would.
Right.
And he said no.
Oh, just a second.
This is the first time I've ever heard of it.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 20-year-old Lauren Boley is suing Dean James and his son Dean Jr. for failing to honor a warranty in a car they sold her.
Order. All rise. That's case number 30 on the calendar in the matter of Bowling versus James.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, ma'am. Have a seat.
Miss Bowling, you bought a used car from whom?
Dean.
From me.
From you. And you had the car for how long?
I've had the car since November 22nd, but it broke down 2 weeks after I bought it.
Give me the date.
December 3rd is when the first problem happened.
And then?
And then 2 weeks after that, the transmission went out. I tried to contact them. They wouldn't answer my phone calls. They said that...
No. Don't give me the whole story.
I'm already worked up.
Well, you can get worked up all you like. You know, most people understand when they buy a used car, they buy a used car as is. If they don't want to buy a car as is, they buy a car that
But they gave me a 60-day warranty.
Well, that's I'd like to see, because that's what this case is about. You say you bought a used car from the defendant, and that the only reason you bought the car is that they gave you a 60-day warranty.
Because they own a mechanic shop.
Just a 60-day warranty indicating that they would fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say you can come back and we'll give you your money back.
True.
You understand that.
But when I asked him to fix it, he said he wouldn't.
Then that's the issue. First, let's see. You purchased this car on November 26. I'd like to see where in writing he gave you a 60-day warranty.
Right here on the sign.
Is that the for sale sign that was
that
on
was
the car?
That was on the car, yeah.
I'd like to see it, please.
It also has things like runs
great. Hold on. Would you please show this to the defendant?
Never saw that before in my life.
Well, it's
wasn't
in the same
there.
Handwriting as the rest of it.
Nope.
No, it's not.
Yes,
nope.
It is.
That wasn't on there.
It wasn't on there.
It's on there now, and that's what was on the car. I can't believe that.
That's what this is about?
Yes,
this is what they do. They're con artists.
I'd like to see it, please. Okay. So now you purchased this car, and based on this for sale sign, you believe that there was a 60-day warranty. They would fix the car for you.
Yes.
If anything happened to the car within the first 60 days.
Uh-huh. And we also had a... They told us that, too. Not only was it...
I'm not interested in what they told you. This is what you relied on.
Okay.
This is the offer. How much did you pay for it?
$4,000.
Okay, and you paid $4,000, which is almost their asking price.
Uh-huh.
And where is the car now?
At my mechanic shop. It's been there since January.
Well, they're not going to pay for it at your mechanic shop.
No, I need money to repair the car.
We saw her driving it yesterday.
Excuse me?
We saw her driving it yesterday.
Right.
They're still driving the car.
Listen to me. She bought the car November 26th. She called you for the first time when to indicate she had trouble with the car.
On February 1st.
Is that right?
No.
When did you call him for the first time and say you had trouble with the car?
The first time was December 3rd.
Who did you speak to?
I tried to call Dean Jr.'s cell phone. It had been disconnected. So I called their shop, and they said that nobody was there.
So that was December 3rd. Did you speak to anyone?
Just their receptionist.
When did you, for the first time, bring the car back to them?
That was when the brakes went out. I took it to... So that was like a month after I bought it. I took it to their shop. I also want to touch on the fact that he, from the very beginning, he was a con artist. I gave him
Miss Bowling... Let me explain to you.
Yes.
It's very simple. If you buy a used car, and this car had a 60-day warranty.
Yes.
During that 60-day period, if I find that it existed, and based upon their advertising, and they're in the business,
mm-hmm.
based upon this, I will find for you that they had to fix the car within 60 days. They're not going to give you your money back for the car, because that's not the deal. And I'm not rewriting the contract. I'm going to tell them that they have to fix it.
But I don't truly trust them to touch my car.
Well, then you shouldn't have bought it from them.
Well, I didn't know
if
that
you don't
like
trust
this.
Them to fix it, because that's your responsibility. If you're going to give somebody $4,000, you call the Better Business Bureau. You ask for a reference. You say, who have you sold cars to before? You do something to satisfy yourself.
Yeah, but when I bought the car, they said, this is a small town. We want to keep all the business in our mountain. We want it all to be, you can
trust
us. That's
puffing.
Well, I know that now.
That's what you call puffing.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know
that
at the time. This is my mother.
She should have gone with you.
She did.
Well, then she's older. She for sure should have known.
They're just good at what they do.
They were very good con artists. He said, oh, we'll even go beyond the 60 days.
Don't talk. That's what a used car place does. They try to sell used cars. Sometimes they're not used perfect cars, but you don't get your money back when you have a warranty. You can sue them to fix the car, but you don't get your money back. This is not a lemon log. Well, you know, if you buy a new car and the car's a lemon, then you get your money back. You have to prove that it's a lemon within a certain number of days. It has to break down a certain number of times. This is a used car. The car had 121,000 miles on it.
Which is good for an Isuzu. I've done all the
research. It's 121,000 miles.
But they're mechanics. They said they took great care of it all.
Miss Bowling,
yes,
you look like a very nice young lady.
Thank you.
Why these two men who have a business in what town?
Blue Jay.
Where is that?
Up in Lake Arrowhead, California.
It's not a used car shop. It's a mechanic
just
shop.
Just a second.
I'm sorry.
Don't talk to me from there.
Do you want me to get up? I think it's important to note they do not own a used car lot. They own a mechanic shop.
Then you shouldn't have bought it there.
He did such a good sales job. He convinced
us. Miss Bowling, if you take your daughter, you keep making excuses. If you take your daughter to buy a used car, you take her someplace that has a reputation for having a good consumer advocacy, that nobody's registered complaints against them. If you go and you buy a car like this that has 121,000 miles on it, you have to know you're buying a pig in a poke.
So that sign means nothing, and what they said means nothing?
No, and what they told you means nothing. Zero. When you're going to sell a car that you want out of your hands, you say, it's a great car, never gave me any trouble. Never give me a lick of trouble. I've been driving this car for 5 years, and I never had a problem with it. And you go off the lot, and you drive around the block, and the guts of the car falls out. You said, I didn't have trouble with the car.
If it doesn't have a warranty.
Listen to me. I just told you. They would have to fix it if something happened to it.
She didn't ask them to give her money back. She asked them to fix it, like they said they would.
Right.
And he said no.
Oh, just a second. Did she ask you to fix her car?
She did.
When?
On February 1st, when she called me.
Okay. It's close enough for me for 60 days, and it should be close enough for you,
right,
who own a mechanics business in a small town where the local newspaper is going to air the air date of this case, because I'm going to see to that,
right,
where nobody's going to bring you their vehicle. You understand that?
Yeah.
That's one of the risks that you take. So if somebody calls you 3 days after, and I think she called you before to tell you she was having trouble, I would be a good businessman and fix her car.
Actually, she did bring that car to me with a complaint about the brakes. She left the car with me for the day. I ordered the brakes for it, and at the end of the day, she came and picked the car up and said that she would bring it back. She didn't have the money to get it fixed right then because she had to buy the brake pads.
Why did she have to buy anything?
I, to be honest with you, I didn't know that that was on there. I never saw that on there.
Now,
I didn't write that on there.
Oh, well, now you know.
So I was unaware.
Now
at
you
this,
know.
At that point, I
now
was
Now you
totally
know. Maybe
unaware.
Junior put it on. Maybe Junior did it.
I filled that out, and I was the one that dealt with her face-to-face when she came, and that wasn't on there.
It was on there. You say no, I say yes. And I want to tell you something. I looked at each letter of that 60-day warranty, and each letter of that 60-day warranty matches each letter of everything else that's written on here in the same pen.
You did a good job.
Now, let's move on from that nonsense.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How many mechanic shops are in your town?
Probably four.
You want to stay in business?
Well, I'll be in business.
And later today.
Sometimes all of this nonsense works out with Romeo and Juliet. That's when two people are smart and don't make three children before they're 21 years old. Ridiculous. Don't you see the ridiculousness of that?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Lauren Bowling claims mechanics Dean James and his son Dean Jr. refused to honor a warranty on a car they sold her. The defendants say Lauren is lying about the warranty, claiming the car was sold to her as is.
Now, if you weren't aware of this, did she not make you aware of this?
No.
She didn't say the car was under warranty?
No. This is the first time I've ever heard of it.
Mr. Bowling, let me tell you what I would do if I were you, sir. How long have you been in business?
For quite a long time.
How many years?
26 years.
How many mechanic shops are in your town?
Probably four.
You want to stay in business?
Well, I'll be in business.
I'm going to tell you what I would do if I were you. I'm going to say, you know, there was a misunderstanding.
There definitely was.
But I'm going to fix your car.
And I will.
Great. Thank you. That's all.
Excuse me. Step out.
I think it was fair, according to what the information that she had.
I'm happy that I am getting my car fixed.
I think there was a huge misunderstanding.
The sign was in the car when she bought it, so she took the sign and used a Sharpie.
They've done this before. They always have cars coming in and out of there. I've talked to people who said that they're shady people.
I've never heard that.
They're con artists. They did it from the beginning. They knew they were selling a bad vehicle.
Like Judge Judy said, you buy a used car, you buy a used car.
This is a small community. I have to save face and fix the car.
I'll know better next time.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter. Falkerson versus De Leon. Step forward.
21-year-old Alexa Falkerson is suing the father of her children, 23-year-old Emmanuel De Leon, for medical bills, child care costs, and a broken lease.
Ms. Falkerson, how old are you?
21.
And you?
23.
Do you work?
No, I'm a student.
You have children?
Yes.
How many?
Three.
How old?
2, 1, and 4 months.
Who supports them?
I do.
From what?
Well, I'm doing nails, and I also have student loans and student aid that I receive for going to school.
How often do you do nails?
Just for my family every once in a while, $20 here and there.
Well, that's not supporting your children, so you don't support your children. Somebody in the government supports your children.
Yes.
And you, sir, what do you do to support your three children?
Right now, nothing. She doesn't
Great.
Want me to see them.
So you have two unemployed people who, in a relatively short period of time, made three children who they don't support. Yeah. Since you don't support them, because you don't work, and you're no longer living together, what do you think he owes you?
Well, when we were together, I was employed, and I was supporting the household. I paid the rent. I paid all the utility bills, food, things of that sort. And when we were living together, he was supposed to be looking for a job, and he agreed that once he found a job, he would help and contribute and pay.
Is this what you think he owes you for? Is this what you think a court is for? It's not.
Well, I think that he owes me for apartment damages that he did to the apartment that we lived in together, and also...
Just a second. That you paid for?
No, I have not paid for them yet, but they're on my credit report, and I'm trying to get an apartment right now, but I can't afford to pay off this debt without his help.
What's the debt for?
The debt is for breaking the lease. The defendant went to jail, and I could no longer stay in there by myself, so he and I had to break the lease, and I moved all of our stuff out while he was in jail.
And where did you move to?
I moved in with my family.
Is that where you would live before?
Well, I lived there before we moved in with him.
Did you ever live with his family?
Yes.
For how long?
A few months before I turned 18 and I could get my own apartment.
You know, sometimes all of this nonsense works out with Romeo and Juliet, you know. But that's when two people are smart and don't make three children before they're 21 years old. That means they get a chance to educate themselves, find a focus, find a career, find a way of earning a living. Not having 3, 2, and 4 months. Ridiculous. So while he was not looking for a job, what you did was you made another child. Ridiculous. Don't you see the ridiculousness of that?
My children are all financially secure. They all have a nice home to sleep in, and they're fed.
They're not financially secure, madam. Their parents don't work to support them. They're financially secure because the people in this country support them. But that doesn't make them secure. I mean, we live in a wonderful country. We're not going to let little children, 3, 2, and 4 months, starve and not have a roof over their heads, but that's not because they're secure. That doesn't give a child security. A child has security because two mature people who decide to have a child say, well, I can have a child and I can support them and I can give them what they need educationally and medically and emotionally. I can do all of that stuff. You think that moving, bouncing around from one place to another, getting thrown in jail, coming out, where do you live now?
I live with my girlfriend.
A new girlfriend?
Yes.
You don't have children together,
no.
Do you? He has enough children.
He has six.
Oh, wow. I have four, and one of them is deceased. She thinks I have six. I don't
know
why.
Just a second. No. You have four living children?
Yes.
You have more than enough children.
Oh, I know.
More than enough children.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He's not a stranger to jail. He's been in jail before, right?
Yeah, many times.
So he may like it, he may not like it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Alexa Falkerson says the father of her children, Emmanuel DeLeon, owes for medical bills, child care costs, and a broken lease.
Okay, have you taken him to court for child support?
We haven't had a court date, but I've filed for child support.
Well, that's where you should be. I don't know what you're doing here.
Well, I'm suing him for a half of the apartment fees that occurred because the defendant and I signed an agreement to move into this apartment together, and fees have occurred, so I'm suing him for half of it.
Where are you working now?
At Savers.
What is that?
It's a community donation center.
Do you get paid by check?
Yes.
Great. They'll garnish your salary. Next.
The apartment we moved into after this one, I was working during this time, and we signed up for daycare assistance, and they agreed to pay for 2 weeks' worth of daycare so that he could look for a job while I was working. The defendant did not find a job, so I ended up paying daycare fees while I was working so that he could continue looking for a job, and he agreed that once he got a job, he would help me pay for half of it. And
deal with it with your child support hearing. What's next?
The medical bill that when I was pregnant with our daughter, I went to get a sonogram done, and the defendant agreed to help me with the bill, and he still has not, so I'm suing him.
Did you pay the bill?
No, I have not yet. But it's on my credit, so I'm trying to clear my credit up.
You know how to take care of your credit? Get a job.
I'm going to school so that I can get a job. I have three children. I can't afford daycare alone. And so he doesn't help me. He doesn't have to pay for daycare because he's not taking care of any of his children.
I'm not allowed to see them, Your Honor.
That's not true. I allow him to see his children whenever he wants. I gave him their address. And every time I drive to Reno, I drive them to his house so he can see
them. Listen to me. I hope that they really sock it to him with child support. And I hope that if he doesn't pay the child support, that they take away his driver's license first. And then they put him in jail. That's what's going to happen. And he's not a stranger to jail. So, he's been in jail before, right?
Yeah, many times.
Right? So, he may like it, he may not like it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay, I hope that they get him for child support. But you can't say, I have three children and therefore I can't do anything. Now, you tell me you're a student.
Yes.
Who watches the children when you go to school?
My school's online.
Well, I would work out some sort of an arrangement with a friend of yours, a family member whose nails you do, to say, will you please watch my children? I'm going to pay you something, so I'm going to get a job at night. Because that's what you do when you make children.
That's what I am going to
do. Well, that's what you should do. Meanwhile, you have to go to court, get a child support order against him for three children. They're going to tell you, and I hope the judge says to you, get a job. Going to school online is nice, but what you have to do is work, because that's what people do when they make a family, work. And my advice to you is, do you have children?
Yes.
How many?
Two.
Two. So between the two of you, you have six children. Between the two of you, you also have enough children, because if you're together with him, he's got more than enough. What he doesn't have is enough hours of work to take care of the children he made. Sir, do you understand?
Yeah.
I would get all my ducks in a row.
It takes two people to make children.
And I would turn over all of his financial information on anything that he is a joint leaseholder on that's on your credit report, turn over all of his financial information and say, sorry, I don't have a job, but he's just as liable for these things as I am. Go after him. Reasonable?
Yes.
Goodbye, Ms. Falkerson.
Why is that excuse? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
They were like family to us.
Now, she's a stranger.
I didn't even know the lady.
What does that have to do with co-signing for a van?
Let me do this.
Judge Judy.
The defendant was irresponsible.
I never had a written agreement with her.
He never came home.
She doesn't let me see my children.
He was doing drugs, drinking.
Yeah, I did use drugs, but I got clean, and then she still treated me like a drug addict.
Not taking care of his family, I was. So I left.
She really doesn't let me see my children, and when she does, she takes them to my mom's house.
That's untrue. Every time I drive to Reno, which is a four-hour drive, I drive them to his house or his family's house, and I let him see them. He knows the address where I live, and he can see them whenever he wants.
I can't afford to ride a bus down to where she lives to see my children.
Extremely difficult. Sleepless nights.
I hope she gets what she deserves.
Babies wake up in the middle of the night, and that's what mothers have to do.
Well, I hope we come to an agreement so I can see my children. That's all I really care about.
I hope that it comes off of my credit and they'll start garnishing his wages so that I can get my own apartment.
Don't have a bunch of kids with random people.
Not to date people like him.